standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, editor of railfanning.org, and these are your top railfanning headlines for December 14th, 2020. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is optimistic about more federal tax dollars flowing to the Gateway program under a potential Joe Biden administration. During a media briefing last week, Murphy said the Biden team is all Gateway all the time. Here's what Murphy said during the December 7th briefing.
I don't want to put words in the president-elect's mouth, but both in the conversation on Saturday night, as well as in conversations with him over the years and with his team members, they are all Gateway all the time. Again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but this is a huge priority for them. It's a huge priority for us.
The multi-billion dollar Gateway program focuses on a 10-mile stretch of the Northeast Corridor. It calls for constructing a new two-track tunnel from New Jersey to Manhattan and the rehabilitation of the existing North River Tunnel. Meanwhile, this week, New Jersey Transit's Board of Directors authorized the execution of a full funding grant agreement with the Federal Transit Administration to fund a new $1.8 billion fixed span across the Hackensack River on the Northeast Corridor. During his December 7th briefing, Murphy also praised the administration of President Donald Trump, particularly for the federal help on the Portal North Bridge.
We've been able to get good progress, even with the Trump administration, on the Portal North Bridge, as an example. And so I'm very excited about the potential enormous step, quantum step we could take with the Biden administration.
Elsewhere in the Northeast Corridor, Amtrak, the Delaware Department of Transportation, and the Delaware Transit Corporation have completed a $71.2 million project. The project included adding a mile-and-a-half-long electrified third main line between Wilmington and Newark, Delaware. The work, officials say, will increase capacity, reduce delays, and improve on-time performance by eliminating a bottleneck. Continuing with Amtrak, it's been a busy few weeks for the National Passenger Railway. In California, Metrolink selected Amtrak to operate its trains across Southern California. Metrolink, the third largest commuter rail system, selected Amtrak's proposal from a field of five. Meanwhile, at the end of November, Amtrak CEO Bill Flynn announced Stephen Gardner was appointed the railroad's president. The appointment was effective December 1st. Keeping our focus this week on the Northeast Corridor, New Jersey is shelling out $190 million to upgrade the historic Newark Penn Station. The work will begin immediately with $30 million in renovations and restorations, while $160 million in additional upgrades will take place over the next 5 years. For this week's segment on history, I wanted to highlight Newark Penn Station, which opened to the public in March 1935 and replaced an earlier station that opened in 1891. That earlier station was known as the world's busiest way station. Local officials, including New Jersey Governor Harold G. Hoffman and the state's two U.S. senators, along with railroad dignitaries, officially opened the station on Saturday, March 23, 1935. Pennsylvania Railroad Vice President Martin W. Clements formally turned over the station to Newark Mayor Meyer Ellenstein. During the ceremony, the mayor remarked, "Newark has advanced on all transportation fronts. Newark's dominance in the future as a shipping and industrial center of the East is not a remote nor extravagant prospect. The future of Newark is without limitation." Ellenstein purchased the first ticket from George Leboutier, a vice president of the Pennsylvania Railroad. To help celebrate the opening, the railroad placed on display a GG1 electric locomotive and, according to a newspaper account, 11 modernistic Pullman cars of every sort. The new station formally opened to the public at 9:51 a.m. on Sunday, March 24, 1935. Trains began serving the station a few minutes later. The first westbound train to stop at the new Newark Penn Station was train number 209, an express running from New York to Philadelphia. The 13-car train, pulled by locomotive number 4763, stopped at Newark at 10:17 a.m. The first eastbound train, number 112, from Washington and Point South, reached the station a few minutes later at 10:20 a.m. Engine number 4747 pulled the 14-car long train. 85 years later, Newark Penn Station remains one of the busiest stations on the Northeast Corridor. For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to log on to railfanning.org for more news, features, and photos from the rails.
Soon we'll see him coming come a gleaming. He will make the heaven ring. Rushing as he comes screaming, like the eagle on the wing. Bring our goods, bring our coat. Nothing on this track that he will heed. Rush us through as we go from pole to pole and fly with lightning speed.